Rebag is a luxury resale marketplace. They have a curated collection of investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry. Each piece is carefully vetted and verified by experts. You can buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermès, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. That's Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10.
Hello and welcome to the Bachelor Podcast. I'm Kay York City.
And I am Jared Freed. It is so good to be here with you, Kay, on a Tuesday. That's right. I know. one episode this week. Doesn't it feel weird?
It feels really weird. We were literally texting this morning. I woke up and I got a text from him being like, there's no episode tonight.
Right. I was even lackadaisical because like I watched it this morning. You know, all of us are on like that, like, you know, the time change where, you know, I'm waking up like a hero, like I'm a billionaire.
Yeah.
And yeah. I woke up, I was like, I'll watch it this morning, and I'm get to the end and I'm like, oh, I guess one this week. And it made it feel like there's good things to talk about in this episode. So I'm like happy it didn't just like happen, but it feels like we have like two things to talk about as opposed to like a million, you know?
Yeah, it feels really weird. It feels like it's going to be shorter, but lots of things happened. Fortunately, it wasn't like the Monday episodes are kind of duds.
Right.
I also love that you watched it in the morning, because in my head, I'm like, okay, Monday nights, if I wanted to do something, I could, because I could watch it during the day on Tuesday and then watch the Tuesday one at night. Like I have that sort of freedom.
Right.
It is on the Monday night.
We do feel a little bit, you know, tethered by The Bachelor, especially, you know, this franchise.
Oh,
it's twice in a week. You're like, okay, it becomes a little bit homework. But I did love this episode because it brought up a lot of like interesting stuff. It was fun. I mean, let's get to it. You ready?
Yeah, I'm ready. All right. So we start the week with Kate and Hayden returning from their date, and we quickly learn Sister in Christ Kate is looking for a rich husband.
The cocktail party starts and multiple love triangles go into question.
The women have the roses once again and four men go home. Somehow the twins are not one of them.
Eliza changes her mind after choosing Rodney and the whole beach is crushed.
And Michael and Danielle go on a date somewhere in there.
Right.
That date was so stupid. I'm like, they don't need a date. They're
just
fine. They didn't
get rid of them.
Please.
Or, I mean, I we're getting ahead. I mean, we don't even have to talk about the Michael Danielle date, do we? I mean, is there anything even to talk about? Like, they're fine. They seem like a nice couple. They seem like a couple that would live in suburban Ohio, and, you know, they're done and we won't hear from them until their kids graduate college. You know, like, it's over.
Yes.
We don't need them. Yeah. And
Wells, even Michael, go ahead.
Go ahead, please.
No, even Michael walking up to when he sees the horses, it's so like silly, like suburban dad, like you're saying, like he's like, whoa,
right.
Horses, what is this?
Right. Slap some fanny packs on them and give them their Tevas and let them go off into the sunset. Like there was even a piece of me that was like, you know, if Sarah Hyland showed up for that date, I'd be like, okay, now we got something. Double date, you and, you know, Wells and Sarah Hyland, Danielle and Michael A. But she's like mentioned as like, you know, she's mentioned as if she's the Queen of England. He's like, you know, I've mentioned you to Sarah. And it's like, I don't need, you know, who cares? I don't give a shit, you know?
I mean, Sarah's the most famous person in Bachelor Nation.
It's the truth. And listen, Wells is there on his, I guess, like, you know, his work trip or his vacation. You know, like, you know, well, it's, I don't know. Their
Wells
whole day
isn't really, like, working.
No, I mean, and the date was fine and it's whatever. But let's get to the real juice of the show. What did you name this episode?
I named this episode For Richer But Not For Poorer.
Yeah, like
but I also had just like a side, like Rodney for Bachelor, which obviously leads into yours and I love.
Yeah, mine said on name was on election day, Rodney stumps for our vote.
Yeah, of course. Like we needed, this is, he is the Bachelor, the arc the story we've been waiting for. And the fact that the producers knew that this is how Paradise ended for him and they still chose Zach is wild.
Yeah, I don't know. There's got to be... I'm going to be on the other side of the Rodney discussion. Not because I don't like Rodney, but I think it's like, I like Rodney. It's a lot like Alex. Like last week we talked about Alex. Like there's got to be something off because Rodney is beloved in a way that like I'm annoyed now. Like I don't like, I'm starting to not like him because everyone likes him so much. like you know, Rodney and his whole Eeyore thing. Oh, woe is me. And you know, Rodney made some mistakes here. Like Rodney's a little bit delusional in love too. Like, I mean, we're gonna get to that, but like, let's start with the beginning of the episode. Kate and Hayden come back from their date. Kate talks to Logan about her frustrations. They end up kissing in the rain. Next day, let's start with the beginning.
Yeah.
So she comes back with Hayden.
Which is weird. It went awkward from the jump.
From a date she claims she carried. Like, Kate's annoying in the way where you go, like, Kate, do you want to be a boss-ass woman or not? Like, I don't know, you know, like, I guess the lane she's choosing is no lane, and then it's everyone else's fault but hers. Like, she comes back with Hayden. She claims she carried Hayden. So then she goes to Logan and talks with him on the beach. And the conversation seems to be like, hey, Logan, tell me what to think. And she pries out of Logan that Logan's like, I like you and I'm here for you. And it takes forever. And then he's like, well, what do you feel? And Kate gives him nothing back.
No. Yeah. She doesn't give him anything back. And the whole, like, if you're having to ask, so Jared, you're the relationship guru. So like, if she's having to go up to him and say like, ask these questions like, do you actually like me? What should I think? Is this, I mean, girl, we shouldn't have to be doing that. Like, it should be, we should know. We should see these things.
And also, if you claim you want to be wanted, if that's your claim, and then the guy who you're talking with isn't giving you the amount of want that you want, when do you get turned off? Like, Kate is never turned off, but also to me, she's playing the game. She wants to be on the show. So I'm not one of those people that like does the whole like producer thing. I do, but I do like looking into when the people on the show play the producer themselves. Like Nick Viall was very good at being the producer on as well as The Bachelor. That was like his strength, is that he knew how to make TV for himself. Kate knows how to make TV for herself. They're kissing in the rain, and I literally go, oh, my God, they're doing the Notebook. And then
the whole pickup, everything.
And making Hayden the rich bad guy that she doesn't want to be with. Like, she's leaving rich Hayden to go with, aw, shucks, country boy Logan. And they're kissing in the rain, and I go, they're doing the Notebook. They're doing the Notebook. They're doing the Notebook. And then Kate goes, it's the Notebook. And I go, yeah, I know.
We know.
Yeah, Kate knows more than she wants people to believe. Because
I mean, you have Logan that doesn't look like Ryan Gosling, let's be honest. But Ryan Gosling with like Shaggy and then Hayden, who looks like James Marsden.
Right.
I mean, it's like
it is Walmart James Marsden and Dollar Tree Gosling.
Yeah.
Yeah, and Kate is, you know,
Rachel McAdams.
Filene's basement, Rachel McAdams. You know, like Nordstrom Rack, Rachel McAdams. And it's like, and Kate is like, I respect, again, every time we come back to Kate, like, I can't hate someone for being the honest self. But they're not, the honest self that Kate's being is a producer on the fly. She doesn't give a shit about Logan. She doesn't give a shit about Hayden. She knows I'm going to create the Notebook because I know it's going to get on camera. There's no question. Imagine you're in the Bachelor Mansion. How would you stand out from all the rest and secure that coveted rose? Maybe it's a quirky and memorable introduction or crushing it at flag football. But what about a delicious-smelling perfume mist that'll make you impossible to forget? Sol de Janeiro's fragrances are inspired by cheirosa, a Portuguese word that means to smell incredibly delicious. Their fragrances are unique, complex, and turn heads. I love the smell of Sol de Janeiro. And I'm sitting here with Cheirosa 62 Perfume Mist and Cheirosa 59 Perfume Mist. Both of them are equally great. Cheirosa 62 Perfume Mist is an iconic, warm, and sunny fragrance that takes you to a forever kind of summer. It's beautiful. It smells great. It takes you to a place. And then there's Cheirosa 68 Perfume Mist with notes of salted ocean air and luscious florals. It's all great. You know, the word delicious is correct. It makes a statement. You're going to love Sol de Janeiro. And if you've been wanting to try these viral products yourself, there's never been a better time. Right now, Sol de Janeiro is offering listeners 10% off on their first order on soldejaneiro.com and free shipping with code BECHELOR10. That's SOLDEJANEIRO.com. Promo code BECHELOR10. Soldejaneiro.com. Promo code BECHELOR10.
The one thing that I noticed, this is so stupid, but I was watching and we saw it getting ready to rain. At first, when I was looking at her in the moment interviews, like when she first came down, she looked like really like haggard, like everything was like shiny, disheveled, like her makeup was smeared. I was like, What is the issue? I was like, because she was just fine. Like they go back to showing her on the beach. I was like, she looks fine there. And then we see the rain happening. I'm like, oh, okay. So there's rain.
Right.
But the editing was really bad because the continuity was zero. It would go from it's starting to rain. She's like, they're dripping wet. They're perfectly dry.
Okay.
They're back to like, it's back to like sprinkling again. She's dry.
Right.
Like it was going back and forth because they were, it looked so, I don't usually care about that stuff. Like I know all of this is put together in a way that is made for TV, but that is one thing that I feel like was way too obvious.
Well, what it does is it outs Kate as like very much working with the producers. Like I don't think Logan is as sophisticated as Kate. To put it mildly. I think Kate is there to be like, "Oh, you want a notebook scene? I got you. I'll make it so he tells me he likes me, and then I won't give him a lot because that always gets me, allows me to be out." Like, Kate always makes sure she can have a foot out the door. That's why she like, has Logan say all these things, and she kind of, like, reels him in, and then she's like, "I guess I like you, too," and then jumps in the arm. They do two different jump-in-the-arm pickup kisses, so they, like, they didn't even do one. They did two of them. And then they keep flashing to Hayden as if he's crushed. He doesn't seem to care at all. But it's, again, back to James Marsden, you know, Walmart James Marsden. You know, they have to play up this triangle. And then I'm like, okay, I'm pretty sure this is all a game by Kate. And then the next morning, Kate is claiming, "I've just thought about things a lot, and Logan's 7 years younger than me and can't afford to get into Equinox, the gym. I don't know if I could be with him." And you're like, Kate, Kate is now continuing her own story to get on camera more because Kate then knows that like rich guy, poor guy, woman who likes a rich guy, woman who wants to be taken care of. Great camera. Great
camera.
It's a great and I feel like scene.
There's not a lot, so if she is torn between them, there's not a lot of comparison. So, like, that's the only thing that you have between Logan and Hayden is the fact that, you know, Hayden can spend $100,000 on his dog and Logan, you know, can't work out at Equinox. So, like, it's... I feel like that's the only struggle she has between choosing the two of them, which I don't know was a safe choice to make, knowing how things can get edited and knowing how things can come off. Because, you know, Victoria had her wants and needs. And I think it's still similar. Like Victoria's like, I want a man who wants kids now, wants who's like established. But I think the way Kate's came off is what sent the internet into a spiral.
Victoria's seems more real. Victoria, and I think Victoria's was a legitimate thought. I could be wrong. I believe Victoria's case that she built. I think Kate saw Victoria get camera time with the box checker versus the emotional choice and was like, oh, I can do that too. And I'll just make it about money. And Kate is really, I mean, like, I told you, I've been saying this. Kate talks like a 33-year-old Samantha, you know, from Sex and the City.
From Sex and the City.
she is hot woman hanging at a hotel bar. I don't know. What was her line that she said 1,000 times?
My sister in Christ.
Oh, my sister in Christ. I am 33 years old. This Georgia woman needs a man to take care of her. I'm tired. I got to get me a man who can she like went into this like proper Southern weird speak, and it's like, I'm tired.
And she said it to everyone.
She set the women's movement back 100 years. Like, I mean, with so many things on the ballot, Kate, I mean, she literally, I don't mind what Kate wants. I don't think what Kate wants is wrong at all. If someone's like, I want a guy who can make the move.
Things.
Right, but then she gets Logan, and she gets Logan to say, do all these things, and then crushes him. In what world does Logan watch this back about her being like, he can't even afford to get into Equinox. He's got 2 roommates. What am I going to do? I'm 33. I don't want to be hanging around 2 roommates. He can't even, this guy can afford $100,000 on the dog. If I saw the woman that I chose talking about me that way, I'd be like, fuck her. I'm out. I'll go fucking make my own hay.
Yeah, watching that back, I bet was probably really tough because he doesn't know that she's saying all that stuff. And it looks really bad because it wasn't like her sitting in a group of the girls being like, here's what my dilemma is, saying all this. Literally one at a time, giving the same spiel and a different like slight each time, which again, like you can have all of these qualifications. Like I also want a guy who makes decent money, not just because like he needs to be rich, but like I want to be able to do things. Like I want to be able to take vacations whenever and afford this and that. And I don't want to have to not be able to do these things because my partner can't.
Right. I mean, that's the thing that like bogs.
Does that sound selfish? I don't know. I'm saying that out loud. And
that's the thing that bogs down this conversation. Like you're allowed to have things that turn you on about someone. And what Kate does is she makes a choice on someone, and then the way she spoke about it was very much like, all of us want this. Yeah. You know, when she spoke about it, she didn't say, she's going to every woman being like, right? We don't want a guy with a roommate. We don't want this. It was never like, these are things I want. And it's like, if those are things you want, then tell Logan you're not into him. Again, if you want a guy that's like going to make a move for you, tell him it turns you off that he never made a move for you. Don't do this thing where you're like, come on, make the move for me. Come on, go get the job at the finance place. I need that. It's like, no, you're unattracted to this guy. Don't try and Play-Doh him into and then Play-Doh everyone else into agreeing with you as if this is the standard. It is your standard. She never says it's my thing. That's what was the difference between her and Victoria. And it's like, you know, and all the things she's saying, you're allowed to have those thoughts. But like, don't crush a guy who has 2 roommates. He's 25. You know, like, it's like going to Walmart and going, can you believe they have jeans and bulk hair? It's like, then go to fucking, you know, go
that
to.
That is so specific.
Right. I don't know. Like, Like, can you believe they don't have designer here? It's like, yeah, you're at fucking Walmart. There's a reason this place. Yeah. You showed up to the Logan store and you asked the Logan store to have Hayden stuff. And it's like, don't bash this guy because of where he is in life. That's what that was the biggest problem I had with it. Like, there was a very, again, like, it's the same story, different taste between her and Victoria.
Yeah.
She deservedly got crushed, but I think Kate even knew she was going to get crushed. She didn't care. This is, I think, what she kind of wanted.
She kind of wanted, but I think it, unfortunately, like, crushed as in heartbroken or crushed as in, like reamed out on TV?
Reamed out on Twitter.
Oh, on Twitter. Yeah. There's a lot of like chatter on Twitter about all this. It sent the whole like internet into a buzz being like, oh my God, she's so shallow, blah, right. blah, blah.
And then another side has to be created. Well, I want that type of guy. It's like, yeah, but you're not even, there aren't two sides to this to me. Like
right.
Kate did a very Chris Kardashian thing. Like, you know, like the Kardashians love creating headlines that have two sides to them because that's what gets you to the top of the Twitter feed. And Kate did that because there's no two sides. Kate sounded like an asshole. You can be someone who wants a guy that takes care of you and also not agree with how Kate talked about it.
Agreed. You know? I totally agree.
But that's not how the internet works. You know, like the internet's going to go crazy. But there was another scene that we don't have in our before we get to the cocktail party.
I'm just waiting for Equinox to tweet at Logan and be like, you want a free membership for a year?
You're right.
And be like, we got you, babe. Like,
all access.
If anyone from Equinox is listening to this, that is your marketing move.
Yeah, get Logan a pass.
Let's go.
And don't allow Kate into any of your clubs. See,
all of a sudden her membership's canceled.
Right. I want to see Kate at Planet Fitness slumming it. There's something that's not in our outline, but I wanted to go over. I just thought it was interesting. Yeah. Aaron goes to Genevieve before the rose ceremony, and then Aaron basically tries to fuck with her before telling
Aaron
her that he loves her. He did that on purpose, right?
He did that on purpose. And this is Aaron to a T, which makes, like, this is exactly what he did when he was like, well, I don't know if I'm ready to talk, just because he knew it was going to piss her off. So he's getting ready to tell this girl that he's falling in love with her or that he's in love with her, whatever. But he's like, let me piss her off first.
Well,
freak her out.
It was so Aaron tells Genevieve, I love you. But it was after he does this whole lead up of like, I told you I'm falling for you, but I was lying. And then Genevieve, who, listen, I've been an outspoken Genevieve hater on this podcast. She didn't deserve this. You know that she is a emotional person. You know that she's not exactly like the most confident person on this beach. This was the least healthy I love you I have ever seen in my life. And it's why they won't work out beyond the beach.
Ever.
What did you think of that? Like, I was just like, if she were a stronger person, she would leave him. Like, I would be like, why would I be with you? But I guess that's the reason he was able to do that.
That, watching that scene, I actually thought, I believed him to the point where I was like, oh my God, he's going back on this. Because he was like, you know, listen, yesterday was kind of fucking crazy, you know, like leading into the fact that it's like, hey, let's rewind a second. Yesterday was really fucked.
Right.
And it was like, the fact that they came back to the beach, like that whole, all the dramatics of that was like fucked up. And when he brought that back up, I was like, oh my God. And so he starts leading into this thing where it's like, and I said, no, I said all this stuff and I told you that I was falling in love with you, but I was lying. And I was like, oh my God, he's taking it back. I was like, he's going to say that. He was like, I just said that in the moment. I don't know if I can do this. But, and I was like, holy shit. I thought that was, I would have wanted that more.
Well,
instead of him being like, I'm just, but because I already am, I was like, fuck you. And I wanted to like throw something at the TV. I would have been so pissed.
Right. And here's the thing. That would have been healthy if he was like, hey, a lot happened yesterday. Let me take back a few things. Let's like reset. But, the I love you at the end of that, you're just like, and like in my mind, I'm going, you're messing with like a sick person. Like Genevieve isn't like doing well here.
You know, she was like, hyperventilating when Rodney was leaving. Like a relationship that has nothing to do with her. She's right. Like in Aaron's like chest, just like sobbing. I get it. Like Aaron leaving or Rodney leaving is sad, but like let's all pull it together really quick.
This was messing with someone who is like legitimately not well, and like it was pretty like, I don't know, the whole thing just didn't. And to me, again, Aaron is, to me, doing what Kate's doing. Aaron knows that's going to get shown. Aaron wants camera time. I mean, Genevieve might have been in on that too, but I think Aaron is like as dastardly as Kate in that specific moment.
Yeah, I mean, Aaron, every time he comes on screen, he's trying to be narrator, where he's like saying all these things like big facts and like comparing, like making all of these jokes that he knows are going to get aired because of his personality. Aaron just wants to stay on the beach to hang out with his bros. That is the only reason he wants to stay there. I haven't seen, the only time I saw a slight bit of, okay, maybe Aaron like has relationship capabilities is when he like got into his feelings and kind of cried, which I don't need a man to cry or someone to cry to know that they're having feelings about things. But I think that was the only time. Other than that, Aaron does not come off as a guy who wants a relationship, who knows how to have a relationship. There's no like sexual intimacy or like imagine him in like not to drag him, but I'm literally trying to imagine him like in bed or like in an intimate situation, like on a date. And I'm like, he's probably making jokes or like, and nothing seems.
It does feel like there's, I mean,
even romantic.
I mean, even especially the way Logan responded to being cool with Kate. Like Logan's like, that night the Logan and Kate have the notebook moment. And then the next morning Kate's going around talking about how she's like, I don't know if he's got enough money. He can't get into Equinox. But Logan was going around being like, I feel good. I got my girl and I got my boys in the pool. And there's an element of that where it's like, it does feel like Logan and Aaron are in the same boat of like, let me make sure I can hang in the pool. Got a chick to go back to. That's all that matters. Like it doesn't. Whereas Genevieve and a lot of these women speak in this, you know, hyperbolic love terms, and you go, they're not talking about the same things. Like it's like Aaron feels like he's making sure I say I love you to have a beach spot, and Genevieve is like, if you don't say I love you, I will be crushed to smithereens.
Bust. Yeah, I really think, and again, I'm trying to make sure that everybody knows this is no shade towards Aaron. I'm sure he's great in bed, but
it's not about bed. It's about the cuddle you're talking about.
It's about the thought. I just am really lacking that vision of like intimacy and like romantic stuff and just like really investing. I don't see that. It just comes off as like a teenage boy. Logan, I see it more. I think Logan's more of just like, yeah, like this is cool. Like I could see him really being into a girl. Like watching him with a girl feels like, yeah, he likes her. But with Aaron, it really just feels off.
Yeah.
I don't know.
We go to the rose ceremony. The couples work out. A lot of them we know. Genevieve and Aaron, Jesenia and Andrew, Brittany and Tyler, Victoria and Johnny, Danielle and Michael, Serene and Brandon, and then the new couples, Florence and Twin 1, Shanae and Twin 2, and then Kate and Logan and Eliza and Rodney. So, and then we have leaving the beach. We have Jacob, Justin, Alex. They didn't even show Alex. And then Hayden. It seemed like Alex had left before even the rose ceremony happened.
I mean, we didn't see anything of Alex. It's what's also weird is that we're not seeing any of Brittany and Tyler.
No.
Like, is that just, or any of Jesenia and Andrew, are they just Like, what's the situation there? I mean, that's fine, but I feel like we're not seeing Serena and Brandon because we know they're fine. Right. We saw Danielle and Michael today because, sure, they had a date. But the other couples, like Andrew and Jesenia and Brittany and Tyler, like, where are they?
They're,
like, we're not seeing anything of them.
And we get, like, a quick check-in. We get, like, Brittany being like, we're good. Like, that's the one thing that we get, those, like, quick things of we're good, and we don't know what that even means. But, you know, most of the play was about Eliza and Rodney. So,
yeah,
what did you think of Eliza and Rodney leading into the rose ceremony? What did you think, like, leading in? What did you think of that?
I get really frustrated with Eliza because I feel there's something about someone who doesn't know how to be in uncomfortable situations or give bad news that really, like, puts me off. The way she smiles and laughs and kind of giggles through these things, mm-hmm. I know it's just her and how she's reacting to it, but it really puts me off because she's like, when Jesse called her up to give her the rose and she has tears going down her face, he's like, all right, Eliza. And she's like, okay. And like wipes right. her tear. It just makes me feel like icky. Like she, I know this is probably not it, but likes the drama, but I think she does like the drama.
She comes off very immature.
Thank you. That is exactly what I was trying to say, but I couldn't figure out how to say it.
She does seem young, and I just looked up her age, and she's 26, which is surprising because a lot of, but I think, I guess let me give Eliza, I'm going to go, so before the rose ceremony, Rodney goes to Eliza and is apologizing to her as if he cheated on her during their 14-year marriage.
I know.
The way Rodney apologized to her, I was like, this is kind of a turnoff. Like, I could see that she's like, this is so big. And then, in addition, you have to remember, the whole beach is cheering for Rodney.
Yeah.
And I felt for Eliza, but I also felt that she wasn't mature enough to, like, make her own way through this. Because then
I agree.
Because Rodney comes over, apologizes, like, you know, and he goes, all I needed to hear, all, and it's just you and me. And, like, he's saying things that are so much bigger than what they're in. And then Justin comes over with gummy bears, and they're making out. And you go, I think she wants a Justin situation. I don't think, like, to me, it was a choice between situations. Like, Rodney presents this big love affair, and everyone's cheering for you, and everyone on the beach is going to be at your wedding. And Justin comes over and is like, you want some gummy bears? You're kind of cool. Let's hang out. This is going to be easy breezy. Like, and I was actually looking at that going, if I'm Eliza, I'm going for Justin. Fuck this. This takes a lot of pressure off of me. This takes a lot of pressure off of the situation. Justin's just here to hang. We'll see what happens. I don't know. And then when they got to the rose ceremony and she chose Rodney, it felt like a princess who had to go marry the prince from another country because their dad forced them to.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
yeah, it did feel like a lot of pressure.
Keep the kingdom together.
It did feel like a lot of pressure. And every, I mean, even Victoria in her interview, she's like, the right decision's Rodney. Like, what are we doing here?
But then I even wrote down when she said the right decision's Rodney, like, how about the right decision for Rodney isn't Eliza? She doesn't want the same thing as him. She's not ready for what he's ready for. And he's pressing so hard that I could understand that pushes you away.
Mm-hmm.
And that isn't the fault. And I hate to be the person that's like, I don't think he could have done it a different way. Like, I think he was, again, this goes back to two people wanting situations. I think Rodney wants to get married and to go and move to the next space of life. And everyone there at the beach sees that. And then Eliza's the chair that's open in the musical chairs game. It, you know, Rodney never really had other choices.
No, Rodney never had any other choices. And I just think he feels too much, and she just wasn't feeling enough. And I can see how, you know, Rodney saying all of these big things that you were talking about, like saying all of this stuff, can be really intimidating. And I wonder if she's like got like the ick and was like, he likes me too much.
Right.
Kind of a feel, because I think she likes Rodney a lot. Like, I think if it wasn't for that, she would have maybe stayed with Rodney if it wasn't so intense. I think there would have been a chance that she stayed with Rodney. And I think the fact that Justin came back to the beach for her was a big thing. And she's feeling like really, oh my God, he really likes me. That
sure. I also don't think that Rodney can be anything else than intense.
Yeah.
Like I don't think Rodney and Eliza are made for each other. Like,
no.
Because I'm not a person who would ever tell someone, oh, you're being too much. Because I don't think Rodney was being too much, because Rodney does this at every turn. He's always dramatic. He's always, I'm 5 foot nothing, 100 and nothing. No one's ever loved me. He's always living in dramatic extremes. So it makes it's no surprise that he's in dramatic extremes about the woman he's going after. And she was turned off by that. So they are not the match. And even when she said goodbye to Justin, I can't imagine how I would feel if I was like, got the rose from Eliza, and then everyone's like, and then everyone's celebrating, and I'm like, oh, where is she? And it's like, oh, she's having a 15-minute tearful goodbye with the guy she just dumped. Don't worry. Like, it felt very much like she was in an arranged marriage.
Mm-hmm. And I mean, she just needed to give the rose to Justin, period.
Just do
like,
it. And
leading Rodney on like that was sad, but I do think the pressures of the beach, of everyone there, really weighed on her. I mean, you don't want to be the one who's like crushing the favorite,
Mr. Personality, everyone's best friend, the guy everyone loves, you know, like
that's hard.
I felt for Eliza, because it's like, it just seemed like the choice between like, you know, hey, this guy's here to chill, and well, you guys will get engaged at the end, right? Like, that's a lot of like, when the friends start going, oh, so they're good, they'll get engaged at the end of this, and you're like, what?
Wait. Hold on.
Yeah.
I also, to sort of counter, I also think Eliza wanted was a guy to like fight for her and say she can't go out on the date and this and that. And now Rodney is doing all of those things.
Mm-hmm.
And then she chooses the other person.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Watch, you know, that's an immaturity. I agree with you. Like, be careful what you wish for. You might actually get it.
Yeah, because it's like, oh, you literally were like, well, you're going to have to work really hard to get this back. Like, I know you're sorry, but I don't know what's going to happen. But like, after Rodney apologized and was like, I'm going to do this, I'm going to show you. And she's like, okay, then. And then he does. And she's like, ooh, actually.
Right.
I don't know if I actually wanted that. I think I just wanted the attention.
I don't blame her. Yeah, it sucks, because you could see it the minute she chose him and then he's hugging her being like, I'll never leave you again. I'll never leave you again. You're mine. You're mine. Oh, you'll never make that mistake again. And she's like, oh, fuck.
Yeah.
This
her fight or flight kicked in and she was like,
she reaches down to her vagina. She's like, oh, I'm dry down there? Oh, no. Oh, I thought this would make me wet. This isn't what I wanted at all. I wanted gummy bears. Yeah.
Wanted gummy bears and making out, which honestly,
not bad. Not the
really
worst thing in the
right
world.
Now.
If she was a stronger person, and this is, again, I'm saying this from the outside, I don't think anyone is that strong. I think it's hard to do. Way easier said than done. She would have gone, hey, I'm here to fuck and see what happens. I'm not here to, you're mine. You're mine. Finally. We'll never make a mistake again. Like, that would be like, get the fuck off of me, you know?
Yeah.
Yours? What?
No one's.
So the other thing from the rose ceremony was the way Kate gave Logan the rose. So she gives Logan the rose and says, but I need more. I mean,
it's like your teacher handing you an A, like an A paper, that like you got an A on the test. It's like, but you need to show your work.
Right.
When's like, this you enough, know, like, bitch? You got an A plus.
Yeah.
But you need to make sure you show your work next time. Like in right. front of everyone. That was like, that was tough. I don't know if that needed to happen. I think that's a big moment where I really, I side with Kate on a lot of this stuff mm-hmm. on, you know, her wants and whatever. But I think that moment, I really have to be like, maybe
she's
we
asking,
didn't have to do that.
This is she's at, what's bothersome about Kate isn't what she wants. It's that she's trying to take someone who isn't what she wants and turn them into someone that she wants.
Yeah.
And it's like, you can't, you know, again, you're at Walmart. Stop asking for designer fashion. You know, like mm-hmm. you know what Logan is. He is unapologetically him. Got my roommates, live at the beach. I don't go to Equinox. Let me be. And it's like, yeah. maybe, you know, that, you know, and I do understand many women date a lot of guys based on potential. I, you know, like when they say like, you know, a lot of, this happens a lot where you go, he's motivated. He's, you know, he's going to law school. He's doing, you know, he does these things, you know, that turns a lot of people on, not just women. Like
yeah.
when you date someone, you go, okay, well they got two roommates and this isn't even a gender thing. Cause I feel the same way. If I was dating someone and I'm like, okay, they have roommates. I'm 37. I'm kind of beyond roommates, but they're in law school and they really want to be like a lawyer and they have this.
Yeah.
I would go, okay, I see what they're going for, and that turns me on. Their motivation turns mm-hmm. me on. She's basically looking at someone going, everything about you turns me off, but you're hot and you like me and you keep me here on the beach. So I'm going to make fun of the things that turn me off about you and embarrass you. Like, it's fucked up.
It is. Yeah, that's exactly what it is.
It's crazy.
But it's hard to live in a city without a roommate.
Logan's, I don't get, how old is Logan? He should have a roommate.
I don't know. I didn't realize it was a 7-year difference. That's wild. Yeah, I mean well, I still have a roommate. I'm 30. I'll be 34 next month. But at the same time, like, I also moved to the city with
Logan's 26.
Randomly. Yeah.
I mean, I thought 7 years. I thought they were 80 years apart the way Kate talks. I must be able to go to the country club. How will I ever get my hair blown out when my man can't afford an Equinox membership?
She's like, I have a trainer.
I do declare. Yeah.
The trainer thing sent me. That was really funny.
Listen, I agree with everything Kate says. I disagree yeah. with how she's doing it.
Yeah.
But the way she's doing it,
that's
keeps her on TV. So that's where I come back to Kate's side, because I go, okay, you know, she's a producer. Like, this is...
I mean, do you want to be Brittany and Tyler just suffering on the beach, like sweating, covered in sand, but and not getting any airtime? Like, no.
Right. No.
Like, if I'm going to do all of this, if I'm going to...
Let me get on.
You know, let me at least be on TV. If I'm going to be out here with no phone, no contact with the outside world, covered in sand, sweating all the time, like, I'm going to be on TV.
Right. So I agree with you. I mean, that's the thing. That's where you go. You know, it's like, respect the game. I respect Kate's mm-hmm. game. I understand why people hate her on Twitter, but I think those people are living in a vacuum, a world of vacuums. You know, I get what yeah. I get specific things they hate. So we come back to the beach and the Michael and Danielle day card. We already went over that. No one gives a shit about that.
No.
And then we have Eliza crying as if her dad, you know, the king set her up with the wrong prince and she wanted to date, you know, the stable man, you know, Justin.
Like, and I gotta...
We went over this, Eliza. The thing about the Eliza-Rodney breakup is Rodney plays it up. I mm-hmm. do believe when Rodney was like, do you want Justin? Like, I think Eliza was like, will that get me out of this without being an asshole if I like Justin?
Yeah, like
it kind of felt like that.
Yes.
Like,
I don't think there was that big. I mean, maybe we saw like there was a connection on their date. Like, obviously, we're not seeing them 24/7, but
right.
I wasn't seeing like most of the time that we saw Rodney and Eliza together at this point has been, it's been like a fight.
Right.
Or like a, I don't want know if I want to be with you. Like, that's all we've seen of Rodney and Eliza the past couple episodes. We haven't seen them good in a while.
And then also the Justin and Eliza stuff all feels very surface level. So it's like this idea that, like, this is this hard breakup with Rodney. No, she's been breaking up with him for weeks, as you just said. And then it's like the idea is like, are you leaving me for him? And it's like, who? I even forgot. I was like, oh, she's going to go to Justin now? Like, why? Just leave the show. Like, I, you know, and then, you know, Rodney's like, what does he have that I don't answer that. And it's like, no, this ain't the match. It's not happening.
This isn't the match. Can we also talk about how last week on the previews, they show everybody at the beach crying, like hysterically holding each other. It looked like someone had died.
Right. And this is what,
like something really scary, tragic happened. Someone drowned. Right, somebody was hurt. And it's Rodney leaving.
This is what makes me not like Rodney. Like, I hate how much everyone loves him. Like, I don't want you, everyone is here for themselves. The idea that, like, we got to make sure Rodney's okay. It's like, let him fucking take care of himself. Like, he doesn't need your help. He's an adult. And if he does need your help, then what is wrong with this guy? You know, like, what?
I actually have to say, I've hung out with Rodney multiple times. He lives here in LA now. Mm. And what you see on TV, his personality, this like life, that is spot on, exactly. Right. And he and the all of the, like, the over dramatized, like, everything is like big love, big this. That is also like how he is with his friends. This is truly how he is as a person. So he needs to find like, I mean, every, like, he'll text me and he'll be like, "Kay, you're the best. Like, I love you. Can't wait to hang out again." Like, so nice. I mean, I've never sent a text like that to anyone.
Like, well, that makes sense to me. And that's why, that's why I kind of feel for Eliza, you know, because I go, if everyone there's no winning. And, like, especially in the world of The Bachelor and Bachelor in Paradise, like, good people get in relationships, bad people end relationships on that beach. Like, there's not a lot, like, you're always the dickhead when you're refusing love from you, especially from someone that you know is a good person. So it's like in Eliza, you know, the idea that, like, people are like, Justin's not the choice. It's like, to you, he's not the choice. Like, Eliza was trying to win and you couldn't win in this scenario.
Yeah, you couldn't. I mean, there's no fighting all of the internet.
Right. And then we get to the previews, and the previews are Eliza showing up at Justin's place, and it does look like Justin's like, "Oh, I have a girl over."
Like, it's like, "Wait, what?"
Like, I think Justin is like
he looks caught off guard.
Right. Justin's whole vibe since getting here, and you know, we remember him as this great guy from his season with all the reaction shots. And then we realized very quickly he fucked up with Genevieve, and then he went and Victoria. He should have went straight to Victoria. He couldn't make a decision because he doesn't know what he wants. He's just looking. He was here to have a fun time. He was there to be at that pool party with Logan and Aaron. There's no question. Rodney's here for something big and real and whatever. And then when she shows up at his house and you see his reaction in the previews, you go, yeah, Justin doesn't want this shit. He doesn't want this thing following him home.
No. And he literally looks like he was so caught off guard. It looks like he was just making like a frozen pizza in his like white t-shirt that his like collar was all stretched out, like in his pajama pants. He's like, like, I have.
Who are you?
I have visions of me showing up. Like, that's like my worst nightmare is showing up to a guy's place and be like, you know what? I'm just going to tell him. Like, he doesn't want you there. Like, it's like she texts him and is like, can I come over? And he's like, no, I'm really busy. She's like, please, like, let me just bring you something. Like, you're sick. Like, I want to, and shows up and he's like, what are you doing here?
Eliza, right? Oh, yeah.
I remember you.
Let's do the weekly categories. Let's do them.
All right. So for Would You Rather, at this point, Would you rather, like, if you were still on the beach, still be on the beach single, hoping someone shows up, or just go home and call it quits? Like, at this point in the game.
I would be staying. Get me to the end. I want to have fun. Yeah. I want to have tequila. Like, there were some good vibes. Like, Andrew, I think, is in the best position. You mentioned yes. that we didn't get a lot of Andrew, Brittany, and Jasenia time, and Tyler. But I think in the previews, it's coming. Like, it feels like they're going to get their moment, because mm-hmm. in the previews, we see new women show up, and you go, okay.
Who are they?
Who are they?
First of all, I've never seen them before.
I mean, I couldn't believe we still had women to show up, and I'm like, I'm actually excited. Like, I'm happy, because Andrew and Jasenia, like, to me, I'm like, I don't know. It feels like they're like a partnership less than a couple.
Yeah, they are under contract together,
right.
Signed in crayon, like
right.
They are in, but at the same time, showing up at the beach that late. Okay, so we have two episodes left of them right. on the beach.
I would love
so
it.
What are
I would
you
love
there
to be
for
single
2 days.
At this stage of the game, I would love it, because I actually think you can meet someone now and then reasonably say, let's see what happens when we're back. You're not caught up in this, like, are you going to get yeah. engaged? You know,
like,
that's
no.
Eliza and Rodney, that's where she kind of got fucked a little bit, like, I think. Like,
yeah.
Because everyone at that beach was going to go, he's in love with you. He's talking about engagement. I'd be like, I'm out of here. You have
oh,
to
yeah.
go.
Rodney would have proposed.
Right. And it's like, period. I would much rather be in, you know, Andrew land, where I'm like, hey, yeah, we got this. I got Jasenia, and let's see if something shows up.
Yeah, I'm staying at the beach too. I totally agree. Right. Like, I don't care. I'd rather be single at the beach than going home and missing out on beach.
Right. I got a couple weeks left here. Let's fucking do this.
Yeah.
I had some. Okay. Someone gives you a rose because you make sense, or someone gives you a rose because they want to bang you.
I mean,
like, you check boxes because, or you
right
or you get them hard. Those are the, that guy's
this,
like,
this is a really good one.
Right. Because this is the Kate and Victoria kind of proposition. It's they check boxes or I just got to fuck that person.
I guess. Man, there's so many factors that weigh into it. But I guess if I had to choose, I would want to be the one they're at least attracted to, because they want to have sex with me. Like,
right.
Because there's an opportunity to still, like, check those boxes, to still, like, you know, transform into that. Not
well, how about they
fix
they
yourself
don't,
into
no,
that
there's
person.
There's no way you can. That's the thing. I mean, the way Kate's talking is like, that guy ain't going to be a guy that I could end up with, but he wets my whistle, so to speak.
Yeah, I think I'd rather be the one that turns him on. Like, let me just,
right.
I don't want to be like the, well, she's here. Like, this works. No, I'd rather be the one that's
like, on a beach in Mexico
hot.
With tequila, free tequila everywhere. I want
yeah.
this to be the hottest vacation of my life. I'll go home. I'll find, you know, the box checking at home.
Yeah.
I want someone to be into it and, like, to have fun. Fuck that other shit. I don't want to be your box to check.
I agree.
I
agree.
That's how I feel.
It took me a second to think about that, but I am on the same page. Like, let me just be the one that we, like, let's just hook up. Everything else can come later.
We got a week left. Let's fucking do this.
Yeah.
I wouldn't want to be, like, a week left and have someone go, yeah, the boom, 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 I'm too tired. Oh, okay. Can you imagine?
I'm sick.
Yeah.
Except I don't think anybody went to the boom, boom room except Jared and Ashley.
Yeah, then they farted it up and
no one
can go in there.
No
anymore.
One got laid. I think somebody needs to get laid on this beach to ease the tensions.
Right. And if it's the twins, I'll be so angry.
Oh, I mean.
Fantasy,
they have the best chance.
Fantasy suite, hometown, or send home. So this is our fuck, marry, kill. You send them to fantasy suites, you send them to hometown, or you send them home. These are storylines, okay?
Yeah.
Kate and Logan, Rodney and Eliza, Michael A. and Danielle, which storyline are you fucking marrying, or which one are you sending to hometowns? Which one are you sending to the suites, fantasy suites?
Kate and Logan to Fantasy Suites,
mm-hmm.
just because I feel like they're the only couple that has sexual chemistry out of any of these.
Yeah.
I'd send Rodney and Eliza home, and then Michael A. and Danielle to hometowns, just because.
My difference would be Michael A. and Danielle I'd send home. I just don't care about their storyline anymore. Get them out of here.
Mm-hmm.
The hometown storyline would be the Rodney Eliza, just because it's like, it does deal in like the idea of being too much. Like, I do like that storyline. Like, what is too much, or is it just not the match?
Yeah.
And then I fuck with the Kate Logan one. I just think that's such a funny thing of this woman who's like, I want a guy who can take care of me, but this guy also makes me want to like fuck him. So
yeah,
I love that decision process.
Same. I'm here for that.
IG rising star. Who do you got?
I said Rodney. I mean, I feel like he's gonna blow up after this, especially this episode. Seeing everybody crying, like the whole. If you look on Twitter, the whole internet's like Rodney for Bachelor. Like,
right?
Why did we get Zach? That kind of a thing. I feel like Rodney is just he's on the up and up right now. What about you?
Rodney should become a motivational speaker. I feel like that's like the best place for him to go with this. Like, what if he just like I could see, you know, accepting a rise and grind from Rodney every morning.
Oh yeah,
right.
Yeah, absolutely.
My IG rising star was Kate, just because so much camera time. She's gonna have people in her favor. She's gonna have women that go, I want a guy who can take care of me too. And they're not wrong, but like, you know, she's gonna grow because of this.
Mm-hmm. A specific brand of follower.
Right.
Yeah. A very specific brand.
Right. She will be follower. Able to sell all the candles on her Instagram stories.
Oh, absolutely. Villain of the week.
I had Kate as the villain as well. Like, very obviously, she's playing checkers. She's playing chess, and everyone else is playing checkers. And I respect her as a villain, but she is a villain. Who did you have?
I said Eliza, mainly just because, I think there's such a level of maturity and the flip-flopping and the back and forth. I know, like, right. She probably felt pressured, but it's like, it's you. Like, this is your decision at the end of the day, and...
Being aloof doesn't make you not the villain, you know, like,
right.
She had no taste in anything, and that makes her the villain. She's created this drama just because she has no, you know, mm-hmm. like, direction, and like, it's easy to not blame her, but she is a villain. She's villainous.
She is villainous. I agree.
Cringe Harrison Award. What do you think?
Yes. I think Kate using the same joke like 30 times.
I love rewatching.
I love the editing on that part where they were like, where she said it once, she said it again, and then she's saying it three times. Like,
right.
Well, we gotta not reuse the same. Like, I get it. It's funny. I do it, but seeing it all together is cringe.
Well, what it did is it proves what we're talking about this whole episode. It proves that she wants to be the producer of her own show. She knew she had a good line, so she went around and used it so much, so she made sure it would get used. The producers were like, fuck you, we're the producers. We're going to show that you said the same thing 7,000 times. So it's kind of the producers dunking on Kate. Like, you're not in charge here. We're going to show that you're someone who's fake to everyone in one cut, and it was beautiful.
Yeah,
I agree. It was a beautiful thing. My cringe Harrison was Kate choosing a man based on if they can afford Equinox. Like, I think it's just hilarious. I think it would be funny to see. Like, I wish Logan, I hope Logan reveals that he's like, that he's the descendant of the Rockefellers.
Yeah. Some like, sort I of trust fund right. baby that like just wants to live undercover.
Right.
Just waiting for his parents to sign off.
Right. Logan being a closet billionaire is the only thing that would be sweet justice.
I think Kate's just on the wrong show. Kate needs to go on Joe Millionaire.
Right. She'd be able
to sniff that out. She'd be able to sniff that out, the money. Easy. Let's go.
Totally agree. Who won the week? Who are you giving your rose to this week?
Rodney. I feel like
he endured a lot.
He went home. Like, if you're not at least somewhat feeling for Rodney at the end of this episode, I mean,
Rodney got the most Rodney of send-offs that Rodney could have ever hoped for. It was big. It was big tears. It was big love. It was maybe I won't find the one. Why does this happen to me? I'm 5 foot nothing, 100 and nothing, and not an ounce of athletic ability. What woman could love me with all this love in my heart? It was very Rodney. He made his... He made his case to be the Bachelor. I don't think this is the last we see of Rodney.
I mean, I think it was Brandon. He was like, everybody loves Rodney on the beach except the one he wanted to love him. And I was like, damn.
I rolled my eyes big time at that. Did you see? Oh, this is, I'm sorry to bring this up. This was the first scene of the show. Did you notice that Brandon is like napping next to Serene and then he gets jostled awake and he goes, you're the best. Like he just immediately said, like, it was so strange.
I saw that, right?
He gets jostled awake and then he's like, oh, there's no one like you. And it's like, dude, do you have a chill? Right. It's like, that's what makes me like not really care about Brandon's storyline. It could have been a mannequin that showed up to the beach, and I think he would have fallen. Yeah.
I know.
Crazy.
Just like out of nowhere, fully asleep, but I love you.
Right. and you know that people are like, that's what I want. I want my man every time he wakes up.
Thinking of me.
Right? It's like, oh, get out of here. You
he's like
unrealistic.
Fully in REM cycle, but wakes up thinking of you.
Right. So insane. Well, okay. Well, Kay, we did it again. We'll be back next week, a one episode week.
And I'll be in the studio. I know. All right. So make sure you guys are following us on Instagram at The Bachelor, on Twitter at Bachelor Pod. You can follow me at Kay York City.
And I'm at Jared Free.
All right. We'll see you next week.
The Bachelor Podcast is produced by Sean Kilby, Jorge Morales-Pico, and Rebecca Sousmacat. Editing by Jorge Morales-Pico. Social media by Amy Klackner. Guest booking by Ali Friedlander. And be sure to follow at The Bachelor on Instagram and Bachelor Pod on Twitter. And send us your emails to bachelor@betches.com.
Betches.